RadioMD.com.
A daily dose of Melanie means a daily dose of health. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
It's that time of year, time to get your garden in. If you're somebody who plants vegetables every year, whether you have an outside in the ground garden or whether you're somebody who uses patio gardening and uses pots and things, now it's time. If you did not replant your seeds, if you did not get seeds going already starting in like February, you can pretty well rest assured that there isn't going to be many frosts, depending where you live. We had frost here in Chicago just this last week. So you never do quite know, but if you keep an eye on the weather, you can tell. Now, seeds, lettuces, things like that, don't mind if it frosts. So get those in the ground now. I'm doing the same. Certain other things, you might have to, if you didn't start your seeds in February, you might have to buy them as starters. Tomatoes, peppers, certain herbs, things like the eggplant and green peppers and things, you do have to buy as starters if you didn't start your seeds because it just gets a little bit too late. But any of your lettuces, any of your underground seedlings like beans, peas, cucumbers, squash, patty pan squash, zucchini, any of these things, you get those seeds in the ground now and you are going to have a wonderful garden because this is just in May, and it's a way that you can get that stuff going. So make sure your soil is good. Make sure it's got plenty of nutrients in it. If you have to put some mulch in it, if you have to put a little peat moss to loosen it up, if you've got thick clay, then you want to get that stuff in there before you plant your seeds. Make it good and wet, and then plant your seeds, and then water it again. If you're somebody with patio containers, then you can just use good potting soil that's got those nutrients already in it and get your seeds in there or get your starters in there. If you hear that the weather is going to get cold, then if you have patio containers, you can just cover those with a nice little piece of plastic or a blanket. And if you've got an outside garden, just make sure your starters are a little bit protected. You can take buckets, put those over for the night. You can use, there's a lot of ways that you can protect those vegetables overnight. If you've already planted tomatoes, basil is a very sensitive one. So if you've planted your basil and you think it might frost, then definitely cover it with a bucket or some plastic, a plastic bag, overnight, because then it will be much more warm and resistant to the frost. We're going to talk more gardening because you know I do love to garden. So stay well. This is Melanie Cole.